not actually make pattern altitude today. There's a lot of scud out there. I think it's an honest IFR morning in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, at Whitman Field. But I have back with me Dr. Peggy Chavrian, the president of Women in Aviation International. I've also got Denise Waters, who is the president of Aviation and Women in Aviation Maintenance. I said that right, maybe. And I've got with me Allison Shi, who is our China from our member from Zhuhai, China. Wow, I need to take a glass of water. Is today Wednesday? Yeah, today is Wednesday. That's what this is. Day three. Welcome back to Around the Patch with Amy Loboda. We were talking about the pilot-mechanic relationship. We were talking about scholarships. What I want to move on to is the builder-pilot relationship. Now, we have a builder-pilot in the room here. I am not an aircraft builder. I did not build my... Now, I chose the aircraft that I thought we should build. Uh-huh. My husband loves that word, we. Are we going to pull the itinerant trees out of the yard this weekend? Yeah. Are we taking the trash out? Yeah, no. And that's how we built the airplane, though. His name is on the data plate. But that's not the case for Denise. Denise, you have worked very, very hard at building. And in fact, here at Oshkosh, you have for years done some of the forms on building. Tell me what forms you're doing this year.
Now tell me you didn't at least pick up one tool when that pilot was being built.
No, you don't understand. I actually have been there to help do gluing, do sanding, for heat shrinking.
Yeah, there you go.
The fabric on the kit box. I understand the dihedral. I am a human sawhorse, a very sophisticated human sawhorse, can be adjusted to infinite angles. I know how to pull wires. Okay, I understand wires, cables. I know what's connected to what. Yeah. And I am really good at holding very big wrenches to hold bolts still while things are turning on the other side.
And so you've got some practical experience.
And like I said, I can buck rivets with the best of them. Mm-hmm. I can buck rivets
there
with the
go.
Best of them. So
well, you may not have the builder certificate, the repairman certificate.
That is correct.
But you've got some experience there, so that counts.
I do. And in fact, even with our 182, when we changed engines, the way my office windows are set up, they look straight into the hangar. So I got to watch them put that new engine on the airplane and build it up with all the accessories. It's been delightful. I've learned so much about cooling and the mm-hmm. science and the art of it as we've experimented with our new plenum and our inlets and our outlets. And There's a lot to it.
And the more I think that the pilots know about it, like you say, you might not necessarily be able to do all the tasks that are involved with, you know, hanging an engine on the front of the firewall. But the more you know about it, I think the safer pilot you are.
Absolutely.
You know? Because when things happen, and if they happen in the air, on the ground, wherever, you automatically start troubleshooting it because you've got some background for it. So I think the more that pilots, even if they don't pick up a tool, the more that they know about how things work, and it just helps them troubleshoot.
Yeah.
So that,
yeah.
Which is another reason for a good connection between a pilot and a mechanic. But here at the show, I have two forums that I'm going to be doing this year. The first one is for it's like how to become an AMP, but it really covers, most people just think of AMP, but there is also IA for inspection authorization and DERs, DARs, light support repairman certificates now. So I'm going to be going over all that 11:30 tomorrow in the forums area. And then on Friday at 11:30, I'm going to be doing a women builders forum, and women builders come to that, and that's like an annual event, and it's a lot of fun.
Very, very nice. Very,
share their
very
stories.
Nice. Excellent, excellent. Peggy, are you doing any forums this year?
Not this year, just from the evening program at the Theater in the Woods this year.
Ah, excellent, excellent. Denise was talking about scholarships. AOM has some great scholarships,
yes,
almost 65,000. That's the technical kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But Women in Aviation has some more generalized scholarships. Isn't that true?
That's true. We have scholarships, many of them relating to flight training, everything from getting sport pilot certificate or private pilot up through and including type ratings. And we have a few maintenance scholarships as well, a few for engineering, management, just across the
business
board.
Business management. management, right,
management.
Exactly,
yes.
Exactly. Even a private pilot one, isn't there?
Yes, a couple of those. AOPA and Cessna both usually do.
And Sporty's got a very unique one. They've got a recreational or sport pilot certificate.
Scholarship,
but it's designed specifically for maintenance technicians.
A general right. aviation maintenance technician, yes.
Right. Exactly.
That's true.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yeah. And
so.
We do a couple of flying ones, too, and the reason for that is a lot of times people with mechanic certificates can't afford to take flight lessons, and
yeah.
so those scholarships are great.
Yeah. Yeah, they really are. They really are. So what do people have to do to get one of these scholarships? Denise, what do they do?
Our applications are actually coming out August 1st, and they are going to be, all the scholarships will be listed. We have mentors that will help people if they need to fill out the scholarships, and they're due in by, I don't know the exact date, it's November, and then we announce them at the Women in Aviation Convention.
And Peggy?
Our scholarships are up on our website right now at WAI.org. Also, you can swing by if you're here at our venture over to Hangar B. The current issue of Aviation for Women magazine has... I'd say almost all the scholarships listed. We had one or two that came in after the publication went to press, but basically the scholarships are there listed in the magazine or is it
the application's
on the
in there too.
Application is in there, or you can download it, the PDF file from the website. Our deadline is also in November. It's the the Friday or Saturday before Thanksgiving, whatever
that's. It's the 15th of November.
Thank you. Okay, all right.
I think I remember putting it there.
Yes,
yeah.
Okay, right.
Yeah. And we've also, you know, we're looking right now, we do a Pioneer Hall of Fame at the conference. Aren't we looking for people to be nominated?
Yes, applications are being taken now, and that runs through, I think, mid-September, the deadline date to submit an application for someone who you believe is a pioneer in aviation and who happens to be a woman.
And the closest deadline right now, though, is for speakers at the conference, right? That's coming up in, what, 2 weeks?
2 weeks, August 15th, or, yeah, 15th. And Denise, when you were talking about lady home builders, we haven't done this in many years. Maybe it'd be time to have a women home builders panel again. Next year.
Yeah,
I think that would be terrific. This is where you should be making those connections,
yeah,
though. I mean, it's all about connections,
yeah,
right?
Right.
All about connections.
We have
yeah.
kind of exciting. I'm looking out here the window, the uh-huh. HAI tent.
Had
some meetings with Matt Sicaro before and now during AirVenture, the president of HAI, and he's very excited to do something similar in terms of a helicenter, they're calling them, at the Women Aviation Conference. Some of the helicopter manufacturers there in Dallas to come in and be part of our display. And they have a DVD out, and it's there in their tent, Women in Helicopters. And then putting together a panel for our conference general session of women in the helicopter business. Some are pilots, some mechanics. I forget all the different roles, but a panel of four that he's helping us pull together, too.
Now, we keep saying our conference. Okay. What we're really talking about is Dallas, the Hilton Anatole.
Yes.
And March 10 through 12.
March 8 through 10.
March 8 through 10. Thank you. March 8 through 10. 2012, correct?
Yes.
All right, so be there, be square kind of thing, right?
Right.
We're hoping that Allison's going to be able to make it to Dallas. That's one of her stretch goals. But then she's got another stretch goal for us,
right,
which is to come back to China. Because tell us a little bit about the Zhuhai show.
Okay. First of all, I would like to, like Peggy really knows how to pick up the date, because March, the 8th of March is Women's Day. We celebrate Women's Day.
Perfect.
There you go.
Perfect.
Yeah, we have like a half day, or some companies we have 1 day off to just for women.
Great.
Stay at home.
There you go.
All right.
So it's the best chance. It's the best chance for women to just come travel alone. So the nice is a very good destination for us.
Perfect.
Yeah. Talk about Zhuhai Air Show. Zhuhai Air Show is a very big event which is organized by Chinese government, and it's held every even year. So 2012 in November, started from 22nd to 28th. There will be a very big event which is happening in Zhuhai.
Yeah, and we can witness the fact that it is a very big event, and it is the only national general aviation show that they have in China at this time. Am I correct?
Yes, that's right. That's right. It really attracts a lot of enterprises and from different countries, and also a lot of people are going there to see aerobatic flying teams from different countries. It's very exciting. Very exciting experience. And I hope you can go there just to observe by yourself.
Yeah.
2012, I look forward to see you guys over there.
All right.
Yes.
It'll be interesting to see the growth.
Yeah, it really would.
Past you.
Yeah.
Because there were quite a few American companies there, and there were quite a few companies that were American and now have gone global.
Which were there at the show. Yes.
And I was surprised by some of them because I didn't realize. I had always identified it as a U.S. company. And then seeing it there at the Zhuhai show, I realized for the first time that it really was a global company.
Kind of put it in perspective.
Yeah. It really did do that. A great show. I can definitely recommend it. Easiest way to get there is to fly to Hong Kong and take the boat.
Yes.
We can recommend that, too.
We can recommend that, too.
Yes.
Most definitely.
And have Allison as an interpreter.
And have Allison as an interpreter.
That would be very helpful.
Exactly right.
Yeah,
That's exactly right.
Contact me through Amy Laboda.
That was the key.
Most definitely. And you can get to all these guys. AWAM, what's the website?
www.awam.org. AWAM.org.
Excellent. And www.wai.org for Women in Aviation. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.